on platform 13 is the midnight 16. The last train from platform 13 is the midnight 16.
This is Julie Gordon from Manchester, England, with Jonathan L on his weekly international affair with Lopsided Word of L.
Raise your hands if you're feeling the glow. You are tuned to a lopsided World of Ale special all about Manchester, England, a city just north of London, rustic, urban, and two Premier League football teams, Man United and Man City. Top teams, although United Red Devils are off to a not such a good start this year. Say, before I go any further, the music you are listening to underneath while I speak is from DJ Victor Ward, who you've heard on the show many times. And a huge thanks to Andrea Lynch and Sean Crossey, a lovely couple from Blue Soap Music, friends who visited me in Berlin a couple of times, and I like them a lot, for recording friends of theirs who you are hearing throughout the show. They're real people. The last song was by Doves on Black and White Town from 2005. The band is on a hiatus, unfortunately. Also, Julie E. Gordon, a sweet and soulful singer on a replay of Superstar. I love Julie. A step ahead of Julie was electronic father and son duo Tree Dwellers on Midnight 16. And the set starter was what by Mojo Magazine described as the last great British guitarist. Hard to argue that, I suppose. The former Smiths electronic guitar man has a new album simply with his name on it. Only Johnny Marr. Playland is the album. You just heard Candidate. Oh, Maz is coming up later. Okay? Now, time for Tim Booth and his band James. Been playing the shite out of this new album. Manchester, your love of music is irresistible on Lopsided World of L.
Friend. this is James Holt from Manchester, England, with Jonathan L. on his weekly international affair, Lopsided World of L.
Hey, Bill, watch Kill, ain't no way to stop the thrill, but Jill, ride the wheel, hope it don't rest in landfill. Stop there, young lady, don't you go and shed any more tears. Give yourself a little joy, my floor decoy. The horse is heading for Troy. Sit up, stand up, against all of your darkest fears. You can stab me in a lab, but you'll never be in control. There ain't a lot of hope for me. Hey, John, you've gone without and left your light on. Ask for break of dawn. Dunting has a bad time. You better find the key to all it ever will be. Oh, Paul on the wall, see it that you don't fall. Close call, cannonball ring in the local town hall. Maybe we'd hear the answer to our plea. You can stand me in a lie, but you'll never be in control. There ain't a lot of hope for me.
This is Sean from Blue Salt Music in Manchester, and you're listening to Jonathan L's Lopsided World of L.
Thank you.
Lopsided World of L with a new unsigned group, the Slow Readers Club, new to the Manchester scene, with a replay of the infectious Start Again. The four-piece features the vocals of brothers Aaron and Curtis Starkey. A step ahead was another new outfit, also a quartet, Horse Beach, with a mesmerizing pop sound on Faded Eyes. Also, a young man with a guitar, harmonica, and lots more, James Holt. Lots of future potential there. According to James himself, Brian Eno loves the song, Whatever Happened to John. Played that about 2 weeks ago. And opening was Tim Booth and James, a band I'm a huge sucker for. I admit that. Great new album after years. The song Moving On is absolutely brilliant, hummable pop. But explore the album, Time for Moz, Latter Day Morrissey, on Manchester, a city united by music special on Lopsided World of L.
When he first cried, his mother died. I have tried to be his guide. When he was born, I was too young. The father searches for the son. In Istanbul, give him back to me. Jumping through the trees, sunken eyes avoiding me. From dawn to dusk the hunt is on, the father searches for the son. In Istanbul, give him back to me. Give me back my brown-eyed son. On secret streets in disbelief, little shadow shows the lead. Prostitute, stylish and glum, in amongst them you are one. Oh, what have I done? Off the tongue, the vicious street gang slang. I lean into a box of pine, identify the kid as mine.
This is Rich from The Watchmakers from Manchester, England, with Jonathan L on his weekly international affair, The Lopsided World of L.
Oh, I'm Sherry from Chadderton in Manchester. You're listening to the Manchester Music Special on Jonathan L's Lopsided World of Elf.
Never need fear a thing in this world. Manchester in the rain. I'm Jonathan L's International Weekly Affair Lopsided World of L.
Quirky folk country pop, courtesy of the Cornelius Crane, on a song you heard on Lopsided World of L many months ago, titled Oklahoma. Another one of my favorite guilty pleasures ahead was Elbow, featuring the grabbing vocals of Guy Garvey. Real Life Angel is a deep album track from their sixth album, The Takeoff and the Landing of Everything. Also, a replay of an unsigned band and song I rather like a lot, The Watchmakers on Illumination. Hope you listen carefully to that one. And the man affectionately known as Maz, Morrissey, who will always be known as the singer of one of the most influential bands of the 1980s and all time, The Smiths. Yeah, well, Istanbul is a recent song he put out earlier this year. Okay, time for one more thing before I go. I'm going to leave you with 8 minutes of Noel Gallagher from Oasis, 3 minutes of Chat from 1998, and then a rare live 1997 version of Acquiesce. And that was recorded in Manchester at the G-Mex Club. Now stay up with me on the website, jlradio.com. Follow me on Twitter at Lopsided World and Facebook. Here's Noel. And by the way, I didn't bleep out the language. You can blame Epic Records on that. Cheers, everyone, in Manchester and all around the world.
I'm Jonathan L., along with Noel Gallagher, here to talk about The Master Plan, a 14-track CD featuring the best of the band's many B-sides that were originally released in the UK, but difficult to find in this country except as imports. According to Noel, it was for that reason that The Master Plan was intended to be released just in this country.
It was mainly going to come out in America first, and like South America and places that we don't generally get to that often, and they can't get the singles except on import, which tend to be quite expensive, I think. So everywhere we used to go, these people would say, oh, well, you know, you should put these B-sides on an album. So we've been putting that off for about 2 or 3 years now, because it always seems a bit of a thing to do, really. It's sort of a new phenomenon, really, isn't it, B-side albums, which we don't want to get involved in. But then somebody mentioned the idea, why don't we let the fans vote for it on the internet or something? So I said, all right.
The song that kicks off the master plan is Acquiesce, which was a concert highlight and crowd favorite on the band's most recent North American tour.
The first one, Acquiesce, was written... We were in Loco Studios going... All the band were there for some reason, and I wasn't. I don't know why, I can't remember now. I think they were living in Manchester at the time, and I was living down in Chiswick, so I'd have probably had to get the train from London out to Wales. Some might say it was always going to be the single, and then there was... Talk Tonight was on the B-side of that one, and Head Shrinker. We didn't have a fourth track, so I had... my guitar on the train, and it stopped for some reason. I don't know whether it was a signal failure or... So I got my guitar out, and I was just... I had the intro, just like the two chords. I must have had them for... We may have jammed it in a sound check, I'm not too sure now. And it got to about 40 minutes where this train wasn't going anywhere, and then the fella said there was a pretty big delay and we could have been there for sort of like an hour or something like that, another hour. They didn't have the verses. I was just sort of humming the melody, and then I wrote the melody for the chorus in the studio. And the reason Liam doesn't sing the chorus is because I don't know if he can get that high, or he couldn't then anyway. So then, being like you are when you're drunk, everyone seems to think it's about brothers, right, which it isn't at all. You know, it's like Liam singing the verses to me and me singing them back to him, which I always thought was like, that, man. So I don't know why he wouldn't sing the choruses, probably in the pub or something. So I sang the choruses. So it's one of my favourite songs. We always used to open the set with it, and on the last tour we always closed the set with it. The crowd have always seemed to go for that one, really. I don't know why. I don't want to really say it's a love song, it's a song about friendship, really. I like it anyway. I think it was one of the ones that was voted for the most. And it's cool to play it live, but I don't know how long. But we used to go to America and places like that and open the set with it, and there'd be this big roar, and we came on stage, and then we played the song, and everyone would go, well, what's that? You know?
A lot of Oasis fans consider Acquiesce to be among the band's best recordings, and even though it never appeared on the album, What's the Story, Morning Glory, many thought it should have been released as the A-side of a single.
We recorded that, we left England, and we was in Canada, actually, and I got a phone call from McGee at about 5:30 in the morning or something. He's wanting to change it all around, and he's wanting to put Acquiesce out as a single. So I was going, oh, well, we haven't got any more songs, so if we take that off, we're going to have to put write another song, and I wasn't prepared to go back in the studio again. So there's a bit of an argument between me and McGee, and he wanted, some might say, to be the B-side. And then he said, all right, well, fair enough, then we'll just put them both out as singles. And I was going, no. And then he was going, all right, well, let's put it on the album then. And I was going, well, I've just gone in there, I do it, and it's done. And, you know, I just like to have things set out the way it was planned out. It was, you know, it was written on a train by chance, so that was it. There was a bit of humming and hawing about what it was going to be, and I got my way in the end. But looking back on it now, I probably should have been a single, really. We'll be right back.
Okay, time is over for this week from our flat in Berlin, Germany. Listen next time for Jonathan L. on the Lopsided World of L.